Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 9th day of March, 2023. Another day in tyranny. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And, of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And then we're supposed to get more snow. It's been an icy, freezing ass. I mean, I don't mind the snow, but this goddamn cold is unbelievable. Anyways, we'll see what we're going to look into. Long ago, when days are so would everybody mute yourself? I forgot to put that in last night, self-muting. Everybody just mute yourself and unmute when you want to talk. Please. *6.
Thank you for listening to PBFPT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's see what we're going to look at today. Come on. All righty. Okay. Illegal aliens killed bald eagle and plan to eat it. A symbol of national decline. This is by Alan Wall. Posted March 9th, 2023, category. Was Galen. Oh, there it is, Galen. Published by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. You know, I remember many years ago, we lived a year over in Coos Bay, and me and my buddy were down at the jetty. We were fishing for salmon or sometimes you get a shark or sometimes you get a snapper or something, you know, something like that. But we were fishing for salmon. And these Orientals up the jetty from us, they're all shouting and everything. They had hooked, it's a diver bird. I mean, it's a fish eater. It's a junk bird, nothing that fucking I'd eat. But we walked down there and got it uncaught. You know, they had it in the net, got it uncaught from the net, got the hook out of it. And they go, no, you eat. And I go, no, you don't eat those. We eat. And the clams, I mean, they've just been about wiped out just by these fucking hordes of these motherfuckers. And what, they're going to start fucking eating eagles? I mean, we're here to tell you who you are and what your authority is. Your authority is you don't have to put up with this shit. You don't have to put up with this invasion, and it is a goddamn invasion, and you know it. You fucking know it. I mean, even they'll mention it out of the side of their mouth. We're recolonizing this country with third world motherfuckers, and we're going to try to bring you down to their level, but you ain't going to get away with it. You ain't going to do it, because we have the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we have the right to fucking enforce it with deadly fucking force. You are fucking ignoring the highest law in this land, the only goddamn law ratified by the representatives of the people. You can talk about the Volstead Act, but the Volstead Act was unlawful under the Ninth Article. It just was never challenged in the goddamn superior fucking common law court. It would have been dropped right there on the spot because it didn't require a filing by an individual against an individual. It was a blanket fucking god. It was a way of getting the goddamn guns in the hands of the FBI and getting the setting up things like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, on down the goddamn alphabet. They chartered in Costa Rica, all these private corporations. Let's see what these guys have. We got. See who's eating our eagles. The bald eagle. Lieutenants. I can't even read this shit. Is America's national bird. Well, that's what they say. It is. I mean, it's a beautiful bird, and to kill it is, I mean, it's carrion. I mean, nasty. It eats, you know, nasty things, and I'm sure it'd be nasty, and I've never wanted to shoot one, and I've never shot one. I don't know nobody who would. It appears on the Great Seal of the United States, and I don't like that fucking one bit at all, because it's the Great Seal of the United States is a fucking lie. Clutching in its talons 13 arrows and an olive branch with 13 leaves. And in its back, a scroll making e pluribus unum out of many states one. No. No. We're all individuals. We're supposed to be a country of fucking, right now, probably if true fucking American nationals. There's 340 million, but we're not supposed to be a fucking conglomerate. We're not supposed to make one state. We're not supposed to make monopolies. All of this is fucking unlawful since 18 and 7, well, hell, since fucking Lincoln declared martial law without any authority to do so. And the writs that were served, he was going to be arrested. So he had the goddamn judges arrested. Wow. That was fucking, and we've lived under that fucking martial law ever since, and they have fucking shit on our rights, but we don't have to fucking tolerate it. We finally got the fucking anti-federalist papers. They told us what was going to fucking happen to us. Let's read some more of this. The great bird is protected by law, specifically the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, which is non-law. And I guarantee you these people are going to walk for fucking doing this, which stipulates, because, I mean, act is not law. It's policy. To make law, you can't even do it. You have a corporation now. There's not even the pretense of a fucking republic with the fifth article for ratification. You're all corporate. You son of a bitches can't fucking make any kind of goddamn law. You can write shit down on a piece of paper and have your private goddamn enforcers try to enforce it on us, but it ain't lawful, and we have the right to fucking mow their ass down if they try it. Whoever within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof, that sounds like kind of like the 14th Amendment just a little bit now, don't it? Without being permitted to do so as provided in this subchapter, shall knowingly or with wanton disregard for the consequences of his act take, possess, sell, purchase, barter, offer to sell, purchase, or barter, transport, export, or import at any time or any manner any bald eagle, commonly known as the American eagle, or any gold eagle, alive or dead, or may nest or egg thereof, and the foregoing eagles or Whoever violates any permit or regulation issued pursuant to this subchapter shall be fined not more than $5,000 or imprisoned not more than 1 year, but you will not get your procedural due process. You will not be taken into a common law court. This will be the goddamn administrative admiralty, and it will, this is, every, all the animals belong to the king, don't you know? I mean, the national lands belong to the fucking people. We don't have to pay to walk on them. We don't have to pay to pick a mushroom off them. We don't have to pay to kill a deer off them. We don't have to pay to kill an elk off them. They fucking belong to us. You've never taken anything from us through the due process of law guaranteed in the highest law of this fucking land. You just got to face it. That Bill of Rights, whether you want to put it up and show it, it does not cease to exist. And it is the highest unalienable law in this fucking land. It's higher than all other law. If your fucking policies or your acts do not meet the fucking specifications in the fucking due process in the Bill of Rights, which is our common law, it's unenforceable. And you try to enforce it, it's an act of fucking sedition and treason, and we have the right to fucking take your ass out. In law, the verb take is defined as pursue, shoot at, poison, would kill, capture, trap, collect, molest, or disturb. Now, like I said, I would never fucking kill an eagle. There's nothing to it. I mean, it's carrion. Even to think of eating something like that is just nasty to me. As nasty as that diver bird that the Orientals wanted to fucking eat down there at that jetty. I walked back up the jetty, man. There was this old man. He was sitting there. He was fishing, and he just looked madder than the son of a bitch. And I got out a cigarette, and I didn't have no lighter. And I said, you got to ask him if he had a match, and he did. And he was just kept looking down there at those. They were Japanese. And I'm sure he was an old vet. But he said, this is what we fought for. I said, yeah, buddy, I guess that's the fucking way it is. He gave me the matches, and I said, yeah, it ain't right, but fucking it ain't going to stop until people stop it. Hernandez Tisquin and Domingo Zitino Hernandez shot a bald eagle and were planning to cook it and eat it. Joseph Simon of the Washington Free Beacon reported. Now, people, you know, I through my life, I've known people from all over the world that have, you know, come to this place and not like to, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos of it. The people who, I mean, these people take a live monkey and stick its head up to a hole in the table. They kill it. It's still alive, and they crack its skull open and scoop out the fucking brains. They're not like us. And they're not going to conform to our fucking ways. They think they're going to drag us down to their fucking level, and they're fucking not going to do it. And as far as, you know, killing a fucking eagle, let me catch you doing it. You will get justice on the fucking spot, you son of a bitch. You fucking foreign fucking animals. This occurred in Stanton County, located in the eastern part of the state, since 1936. Stanton County has always voted for the Republican presidential candidate. We had to throw that in there, didn't they? And there ain't no such a fucking thing. All your fucking goddamn elections since 1871 have been illegitimate as your goddamn corporation that you think you're going to fucking run we the people and subjugate us under. Get that through your fucking head. It ain't worth the paper it's written on because it's a direct violation of the 9th and 10th article, which if you violate the 9th and 10th article, you've been violated the whole fucking package, buddy. And we do have the right to use lethal fucking force to enforce our fucking law, to enforce our superior jurisdiction over you. You are beneath us in the fiduciary. You want to come out of the fiduciary? We'll bring you out of the fiduciary and we'll fucking file against you and your fucking, in your status as a person instead of a fucking goddamn fiduciary officer in your individual capacity. It will be you and me, motherfucker. And you want to come in and fucking file anything you want to try, We got no courts. You got no courts. We will not submit to the fucking administrative admiralty, and you have unlawfully removed our common law, supreme, superior, absolute courts. And it's not going to fucking fly. I know you sit there and you tell yourselves, and we just keep pushing on forward, says the communist, forward, says the communist. I'll tell you what, we'll fucking tear this goddamn place down to its fucking foundation and start over again. Every one of you will fucking die. You will be dispossessed. And the ones who run, we'll chase you around the goddamn planet. We'll find your spider hole. And we'll drag your ass back here, and you will face a common law fucking jury charged with treason, sedition, espionage, whatever you have fucking done openly, because all of your fucking crimes are prima facie. I know you've had a lot of the shit moved from the internet. About half the fucking internet's gone. But by God, people have recorded that. I mean, people have taken it down. I have. And I have the documents. I send them all over the fucking country. When the time comes to prosecute you, you're going to think, oh, they'll never find it. You want to bet? That's always, but I don't know what the hell that has to do with any goddamn thing. Two Hondurans carrying a dead bald eagle were arrested by the Staten County Sheriff's Department on February 28th, right outside a state wildlife management area. See, state wildlife management, they don't. No, there can't be. They don't manage our goddamn lands for us. When did you ever give permission? You can't give permission. In fact, those lands are goddamn Freeman lands. The goddamn Bill of Rights stands as the only fucking law on that land. You will not regulate us through pretending you can regulate the land, I guess is my point. Sheriff's Department on February 28th, right outside a state wildlife management area. All indications are that they are illegal aliens. There's a fucking surprise. I mean, shit, one out of two of everybody, I mean, probably three out of fucking five are fucking goddamn fucking illegal aliens, aren't they? And still pouring over our fucking border. This is a goddamn recolonization. This is not an invasion, but it is an invasion to the point that they're coming right across. And then you see the administrative admiralty, the king's fucking law in the goddamn created their fucking policies. They called MACs, you know, on immigration. As there's, see, everything they've done is against their own, goes against what they put up as their authority to fucking control our fucking borders and control who enters and doesn't enter this country, which they never had any authority to do because they were never fucking ratified by we the people. The Constitution was never ratified by the people. You're not ruling with our fucking consent. You're ruling against our will. You're trying to take our goddamn freedom and liberty. You are the enemy of the fucking people of the United States of these Americas, the freemen sovereign nationals. We're not your fucking subject citizen sons of bitches. We have our fucking rights and we will fucking enforce them. Or at least I will. The only form of ID they were carrying were documents from the Honduras consulate. Well, I mean, I've seen a lot worse shit just around here where I live. I mean, it's closing in. I mean, fucking people's houses getting robbed here. I mean, you never thought about this shit. Denny's getting robbed in Klamath Falls. I mean, it's fucking right at opening time. I mean, it is. I mean, you're seeing gangs of them. It's about time when necessity is going to dictate what you fucking do. Or you'll let them chop up and rape your fucking children, your old lady, you. And they'll take that fucking $5,000 AR-15 with all the attachments and shove it right up your fucking cowardly ass. There are 13 Honduran consulates in the United States. Why? Get them the fuck out of here. They have no goddamn interest. They have no rights in here. Well, what was it I seen the other day? One person was commenting that this person had said, how can you be illegal on stolen land? This ain't stolen land. This is captured fucking land. This was won with the blood of American nationals. Fighting American nationals, actually, because the Indians were, I mean, there's no fucking denying that they had the fucking land taken away from them. But they took it away from each other. They don't act like it was fucking, you know, the Indians had the land and Everybody just got along. Nobody, they fucking fought, and the Comanche were taken was at the point that when they started getting attacked by the white man, the Comanche were taken from the goddamn Lakota Sioux. They were capturing lands. They did it all the time. You had the Iroquois Nation over on the East Coast. It was a big fucking government. And then you had the other tribes had to pay tribute to them for their lands that they, for their hunting lands. I mean, this shit ain't just like, oh, just these bad guys came along. But and the fact is, the majority of the fucking people here didn't, I sure as hell didn't have nothing to do with it. And nobody alive today had anything to do with it. Nobody alive today fucking suffered it. Russell Means said it. This time around, we're all the Indians. But we have something, man. We have the fucking greatest gift that our forefathers who sacrificed their fucking lives, the lives of their children, the lives of their wives to give us. We have that fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It is a fucking, it is the perfect fucking self-rule. We rule ourselves. We don't need no fucking government. We never needed these son of a bitches. What did we need them for? Who did the fucking fighting? It wasn't them. And they kept the fucking troops freezing to death. They didn't send the fucking shit because I'm sure they were stealing 95 cents of every fucking dollar that was supposed to go to support the fucking goddamn troops in the field. When the militias, they came down with their own and they fucking, you know, they fucking, they could eat off the fucking land. But these dirty son of a bitches who ended up in control were the same son of a bitch and merchant motherfucking corporate cocksuckers that the people rose up against at Lexington and Concord, plain and fucking simple. There's no fucking denying it. It's easy to fucking prove. You can just look it up. In 13, okay, Honduras counts in the United States. The newest in Nebraska, in to Nebraska, is in Chicago. They had shot the ball, the bird, with an assault-type, listen to this, an assault-type air rifle. And said they were planning to cook it and eat the bald eagle for dinner. This here, so they're looking for a better life. They're looking for a better life and eat every goddamn thing. I mean, like the clams, they wipe those motherfuckers out. You let enough fucking people in here, you ain't going to have shit. They're here to take every fucking thing you have, and you're not fucking stopping them. Eagle and one of for possessing a driver, not possessing a driver's license, all misdemeanors. Only the federal government can prosecute someone for violation of the aforementioned Bald and Golden Eagle Project Act. What do you want to bet they don't? Well, these poor people, they're used to eating rats or anything they can get their hands on. They didn't know no better. So we're just going to give them free, well, then they can go eat a vulture or they whatever nasty fucking thing they can get in their goddamn mouth. They are currently free until a scheduled April trial. And of course, they are currently free. You don't hold the goddamn foreign nationals in goddamn United States. That's these son of a bitches should have been never crossed our border. I mean, that, see, when they lied to us about the fucking Constitution, they're lying to us when they said that they had goddamn authority to make immigration laws because they couldn't. They couldn't tell somebody, you can come in and have a piece of Henry's pie and every other American national's pie. I'm just saying it's okay. No. Before you can give something away, you have to take it away from me, which means an individual filing by an individual in their name in a common law court, which is my goddamn right. It's the highest law in this fucking land, and it is my goddamn right without question. And then I get a file back against you. And when I get done with your ass, you'll be hanging outside that fucking courthouse on a lamppost. And you fucking know it. See, people, they know it. That's why. I mean, it seems like with, just think about it, with all the shit going on, it would be the Bill of Rights and it would be people discussing it and saying, hey, can they do this or do that and how they get them in there? But it's not, because it's a simple fucking document meant to be read by a third grader and understood by a third grader. And so, and so all they can do is try to bury it. And then like the caller on Monday was talking about, by the way, with the archives, we will get those up this weekend. I'm waiting just around a couple of items that I have to get, and there ain't a whole lot of goddamn money rolling in here, I'll tell you that right now. As of March 3rd, Staten County Sheriff Mike Unger was complaining that he had received no response to attempts to contact the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Really? Did you get the fucking technological circle jerk where nothing you said fit into one of their categories, so it was fuck you, you ain't getting through? Think about that. This is supposed to be the sheriff. He's not a sheriff. He's a goddamn corporate fucking enforcer. He's wearing a union badge. He was elected by the people but sworn into the administrative admiralty to enforce the fucking law. Unlawful dictates of the state and unlawful dictates of the federal government. We're not subjects. You don't dictate to us. You don't tell us what to do. You don't tell us how to live. You try it, we invoke our fucking unalienable rights, and we fucking enforce them on the spot. You don't get it. We don't want to plead to you for our fucking rights. Our fucking ancestors didn't plead for them. They want them with the barrel of a gun, and by God, we'll take them back with the barrel of a gun. And you son of a bitch, oh, we don't need that. You don't need it. Go fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of this country. There's communist countries all the fucking around you. Why the fuck do you want here? Oh, that's right, the fucking resources. This is so that the corporate mafia can steal the fucking resources. You know why? Because goddamn third world is easy to take from. And you wait till the fucking American nationals unleash on them. I'll show you how fucking easy they are. Hey, I mean, if there's 15 or 20 of them, oh, man, they start getting, like I said, I told you guys a long time ago, it's going to go from, they're just looking for a better life, and then they'll start looking tough at you. And the next thing you know, get 15 of them motherfuckers and attack me and see what fucking happens. So you see what's fucking left when I get done. On March 6th, Dave Boyer of the Washington Times reported that on that date, the Fish and Wildlife Service said it was investigating the case and is currently in possession of the air rifle and the Eagle. So this assault type rifle was a fucking air rifle they killed the son of a bitch with. But they had to put that in there, just like they had to put down that most of the people in that area were Republicans. They're trying to keep the fucking lies alive. They're trying to keep this goddamn stupidity alive. You've got to be stupid to be believing any of this shit, because you can't have things two ways. The goddamn Bill of Rights is written in fucking fact of law. It makes sense and it's easily understandable, because that is our self-governing fucking body of law. It is the fucking common law for the United States. And I know all these fuckers out there telling you, oh, we're really living under English common law. Well, we are not English, motherfucker. We're Americans. I know old King Charles thinks that he still has fucking sovereignty over this fucking country, but we can do worse to him this time around than he ever fucking dreamed of. We'll destroy that motherfucker. We'll destroy his castles. We'll dispossess that motherfucker. You people in Britain should have already done it. Are you fucking goddamn so weak that you can't? I mean, think of the exploits of your ancestors. Fighting for kings. A big fat asshole sitting in his own fucking shit, drinking out of a wine out of a goddamn golden goblet with a fucking church fucking, what am I looking for here? With an official from the church, I'm trying to think of one, but I ain't going to get it, standing there by his shoulder. And that's where the fucking wealth that the people produce went. It went to a fucking phony fucking church that would say, yeah, God wants him to be this fat ass son of a bitch that's killing you off and using you as goddamn slaves. He wants that. That's what your God want, huh? I mean, that's been the fucking game all along, isn't it? This must be what God wants, or it wouldn't be, right? If that's so, then your God rewards fucking evil and fucking punishes good, doesn't he? And that's what I see. Do you see something else? What do you got to close your eyes and make up fucking visions of fucking something else? Because reality tells me different. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Let me get this back up here. Dun, 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 dun. And why'd you do that? Okay, we'll do it this way. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back the days of old, and magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will go. Come on, girl.
Alrighty then. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic that we listened to there at the break. And let's see, I think I had another article up here I wanted to look at. Let's take a look. Oh, we got to get another page. Hang on. British.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tony from West Virginia, buddy. We just wanted to call in and say appreciate you. And I was wondering if you had an opinion about the fire we're all taking. And you're so right about everybody, you know, everything. Well, everybody's taking fire on every level, from healthcare to every damn thing. And then we got the railroads doing what they're doing. I just pulled up Fox. There's another one. You know, we just had one in West Virginia a couple days ago. I was just wondering what your opinion is about the timing of things, and you know, with the infrastructure attacks that we're having, what kind of timing do we have now? Because it seems like it's speeding up.
We're in the 11th hour, buddy. I mean, the bottom line is we should have took care of this fucking in 1933 when they seized the fucking gold. We should have took care of this in 1868. We should have took care of this in 1861. We should have took care of this in 1861 when Abraham Lincoln declared fucking martial law. That was suspending our fucking Bill of Rights without having the authority to do so. In fact, it is forbidden by the law and the people's superior jurisdiction. They were supposed to be, remember they were going to be our servants, but they're not our servants. They've never been our servants. They tricked us with fucking the thought of fucking freedom, and we were allowed to think freely. That's how we built things like the Hoover Dam, you name it. I mean, the Empire State Building, the city, all the cities, that's how we built it. It was built on the backs of goddamn people who were supposed to, It was built on the backs of what they use the people's minds. But and see, that's why, you know, when I talk about China, you ask where we're at in this, we're up to our fucking neck in it. That's where we're at. I mean, the town 60 miles away is Klamath Falls here. And when my sister's sitting at McDonald's and there's some fucking goddamn mental patient that was released probably the night before in a parking lot because they're bringing them down here by the busloads. Now, why would they do that? This was Klamath was a pretty good sized town, but it was still way open. Oregon's a big fucking state. And the people were decent. They had morality. They had nice fucking houses. You know, they worked hard. And then you go outside the city limits, there was ranches and farms, and it was a beautiful fucking place. But now, you know, you go there and you got these maniacs. How can a guy, you think about it, a guy standing in the parking lot, masturbating, and taking the semen and rubbing it in his fucking hair and... None of these corporate enforcers showed up, so that must be what they want. You go down into the good fucking neighborhoods, the neighborhoods that used to be beautiful, and you see these wrecked old motorhomes that they had to tow in there because the son of a bitches won't run. And they're just still down the block, and they're sitting on the sidewalks, fucking needles and shit. People can't let their kids out. I mean, I don't know. I guess the state of it would have to be in for each one of us to look at. I say we're way fucking behind. I mean, in fucking dealing with this. These son of a bitches, well, they keep going forward. Why do they keep going forward? Because we keep fucking allowing it. We have the goddamn right to go and take, I mean, just go right straight at them, fucking killing them. We have the right. And it's codified law. It is the highest law of this fucking land. It is unalienable. It can't be taken away. They try to think they can contract. They can't be contracted away. Look up unalienable. You can't even give it away. But I told you how they would come back when, you know, like when we were down off the air. They started, see, they got CNN at the top telling you, this is what you have to believe because the expert or the fucking censors have said that this is the truth. What we're telling you is the truth, and that's it. That's all you can believe. Fuck you. I fucking take in information, I evaluate it, and I make my own goddamn decisions. But then the people that want to stay on, you know, like these people coming up claiming Bill of Rights and then talking, then say, well, there's something a little wrong with. There ain't nothing wrong with the fucking Bill of Rights, except it isn't being enforced. If it was enforced, we would not have this shit. We have the authority to fucking remove this shit. We have the authority to bring this country back under the fucking self-rule of the Bill of Rights. And I mean, anybody who says the Continental Convention, that first all your conventions, those conventions were fucking unlawful. The people didn't vote. The people didn't decide. The people that were dying in the goddamn field for a year and a half before the aristocrats stepped up with their Declaration of Independence and tried to fucking use. I mean, what they wanted was their own fucking corporate fiefdoms, but they also needed the fucking goddamn people who had rose up for their rights to fight the goddamn fight because they're all a bunch of fucking cowards. Oh, we're doing the financing, and hey, when you get done, you know, if you serve your country, you'll get a 360 fucking acres. And then after it was all over, well, we took that 360 acres. We're going to sell it to get our money back. I mean, these motherfuckers have been doing it to us since the fucking beginning of this country. They have done it all through the fucking history of this fucking country. And it's just 70.
Yeah. And everybody today, look around, and everybody's sucking their thumbs. And here we are. And yes. The time gets later and later. It's like you say, it should have been a long time ago. Now here we are. Oh, my goodness. And you still can't wake people up. Well, they're going to get woke up when it comes.
Oh, yeah. They're
going to get woke up then.
When two or three of these son of bitches bust in their door, they ain't got a gun because they want to be politically fucking correct. And then they can watch their fucking family be chopped up, and then they can be fucking chopped up. And then people will start getting the idea. We've told you guys how this would progress. It has progressed exactly like we said it would. And they are now right on your goddamn streets. You can go down to Klamath Falls and see fucking gangs of Hondurans and Guatemalans and Mexicans from 15 to 20 of fucking in a gang fucking going down the fucking streets. There's fucking robbery. There's fucking goddamn rape. There's fucking goddamn child abuse. I mean, shit, it's all fucking right here in the middle of fucking nowhere. We are truly in the middle of fucking nowhere. It used to be you looked down on Chiloquin from a high place. It looked like a few buildings in the woods. Now that they burnt all the goddamn woods down, it don't. And these motherfuckers are here doing this. They have no rights here. They didn't stay here when nobody else wanted to be here because it was hard to make fucking a living. They fucking vamoosed and went to California and made tons of fucking money. Now they're coming up here and fucking making it so it's $2,000, $3,000 a month for a fucking goddamn studio apartment. Or you can work a full-time job and live in your car. Oh, man, that's the American fucking dream, ain't it? No, we're way behind. We should have dealt with this generations ago. It ain't it's us. It's false to us. We're the final fail-safe. If we don't fucking take care of these son of a bitches, they will have their fucking way, and your grandchildren I wouldn't want to live their lives. That's the thing I fear the most is dying, not knowing my grandchildren are going to be secure, or my great grandchildren are going to be secure, because the people won't fucking stand up and fucking fight. Like, you have the right. You have the goddamn law. You're not fucking rebels or fucking they call you anti-government. We're anti-corporation because you motherfuckers created that son of a bitch in violation of the law. What we need to do is enforce the fucking law as written. And the fucking violations are ad nauseum. You know, thousands and thousands. Oh, we wrote this policy. We wrote this fucking act. Shove that up your ass. If it fucking violates those rights under the 9th and 10th article, it clearly tells you, you can't fucking enforce it. And if you hire outside goddamn mercenaries to enforce it, you're attempting an uprising. You're attempting to fucking take over our fucking country and take it away from us. And if we don't fucking fight, they're going to do it. I mean, I know this son of a bitch is, a lot of them, these weekend fucking go out and play army motherfuckers, I heard a while back that Mark Kornke had said, well, we'll wait for them to go. Yeah, it's always been your fucking intention, wasn't it, buddy? Wait till the people go down and do the fucking dying and then come and as a second army to fucking, I mean, as a fucking army wanting a goddamn theocracy and come and fucking see if you can take it from. Come and do it. By the time we get through with these motherfuckers, we'll be the meanest son of a bitches on this goddamn planet. I'll guarantee you that. And I don't care what you got. We will fucking slaughter you to a man. This, we're having our goddamn Bill of Rights. We're having liberty and freedom. And you're not granting it to us, son of a bitch. We're granting it to ourselves. It already belongs to us. It is codified in the highest law in this fucking land. It is the highest law in this land. Those fucking rights come first before everything fucking else. And that was fucking understood many years ago. And the people just kept letting them, I mean, after World War II, they started getting out big fucking scraps and goodies. Oh, you could go along with this. And then I remember, like, when the timber industry shut down here, everybody was saying, oh, go incorporate. You want to go incorporate is what you want to do. And fucking, so that's what they did. Let me see what we got going here.
I want to say thanks a lot, and everything. And glad you're back. And here in West Virginia, I'm trying to trench it as best I can. Thank you.
That's where my family comes from, West Virginia.
Hi, I do want to say, my name is Big Red. I'm Sammy White. And we just love, we listen to you all the time. And I'm really, I'm very sorry. I send my condolences to your wife. We just love you. Big time.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, a resolution. A Tribune Time tweet, COVID-19 Victims Memorial Day. We're going to have a memorial day for a fucking genocide. I mean, does it get any more psychotic than that? I mean, think about what they're fucking saying. It is funny, but it ain't funny. A memorial day for a fucking, I mean, we should have a memorial day for fucking Iraq, for the innocent people slaughtered there for absolutely no goddamn reason. Or the people in Yemen, or the people in Syria. None of our fucking business. We weren't supposed to be an empire or build an empire. It is the goddamn greedy-ass motherfucking aristocrats who wanted that. They're the ones that took every fucking thing that belonged to the rest of us without due process of the law, in violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, and they are the motherfuckers we need to enforce that law upon. And it ain't, dude, if you go out there and you just fight their fucking goddamn minions, you're a fool. And we've told you what to do. You go after the fucking head of the snake. Has anybody gone after the fucking head of the snake? These motherfuckers walk around in your goddamn streets as they're fucking planning the death of your fucking children, of your loved ones. Don't you realize that? Can you see it? Justin, Senator Warren and Senator Markey introduced a resolution that would make March 1st be memorialized as COVID-19 Victims Day. See, they create like that goddamn 9/11. That was a fucking fraud. It never fucking happened. Them goddamn buildings were fucking blown down. Everybody fucking knows it. But they think that this has worked for them. This has worked for them. And that's why they keep using the same system. Because fucking people can't learn from the goddamn past. COVID-19 does not exist. There was a $2 million goddamn reward on the net for anybody that could produce the isolation study for COVID-19, and then you have the guy who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for creating, I can't think of the name of the test, but the one that they try to claim that they can see COVID with, and he said that Fauci was a fucking fraud, and that fucking his test could not fucking detect any fucking virus. They do not have a way to detect viruses, we found out. Yet they got emergency fucking authorization, which could not be, you can't override my fucking Bill of Rights, my right to procedural due process. You're a fucking servant. You're supposed to be. You're a corporate fucking invader. You're the enemy. You try fucking violating my goddamn rights to procedural due process or any of my fucking rights, I'll fucking back them right where I'm fucking at to my death. Like I said, maybe the old guys and the younger fellows who were fucking raised right need to get together. What we need to do, guys, is just get together and just attack them so the rest of these fucking cunts in this country can see how a fucking a man with fucking goddamn honor and pride fucking fights and dies as a man. And then you can wonder what they would do with that example. Would they follow that example or would they shit themselves and run the other way and fucking bow at the fucking feet of King Charles or anybody else that they fucking, or Obama or any of these fucking slimy son of a bitches that they fucking, maybe Trump. Oh, Trump. Hey, and Charlie, I mean, I tell you, I do have those goddamn recordings and I will play them and they're going to be played if that fucker goes for it again. I mean, fuck, in your private life, I want to ask you guys something. In your private life, if somebody lies to you, do you call them on that fucking lie? And if they lie to you more than once, do you refuse to even be have anything to do with them? I fucking do. But these fucking goddamn people laugh about it. Although, yeah, the politicians are liars. I'm going to go vote there. I'm a Republican. I'm a fucking Democrat. No, you're not. You're a goddamn fool and you're a fucking traitor for participating in a foreign occupation fucking goddamn election, son of a bitch, which is a fucking fraud anyway. Not to mention that it ain't even fuck. They choose. You don't fucking choose shit. You can't. You go try and show it. Prove me to me that you fucking vote counted for anything other than to fucking say there was this many stupid people. See, they didn't even talk a whole lot in that last election about how many people came out because not many did. I think a lot more people, I mean, if you want to do something as far as election shit, go fucking get rid of your goddamn unregistered to vote. Then you telling them, I'm through talking. I'm not going to fucking try and coerce you or kiss your ass or pay you off to get what I want. I want my goddamn rights and I want them fucking now. I want the wealth of this fucking country back and I want you motherfuckers punished for the fucking crimes you have committed for fucking 240 fucking years. How about that? You're the same son of a bitches. You're the progeny of the first motherfuckers like John Adams. Let's name a president. Let's appoint a king or let's name a king. When that fucker said that, that should have been it. It should have been hung right there on the fucking spot. Where were the people? They had fucking backed off from, they went home from a fucking war to their burnt cabins, to their lost fucking families. It was a horrid thing for them. But they should have fucking came right fucking back to goddamn Pennsylvania and killed every one of those motherfuckers and said, no, you ain't going to take goddamn control like you had it in the fucking colonies. That's what we rose up against in the first fucking place. And we ain't going to let you do it again. So we're going to kill you and your wealth is going to become our national goddamn bank. I mean, that's what we're going to mint our fucking, that's where we're going to get our startup money or currency because it's going to be gold and it's going to be silver. See, that was another. They told you absolutely you're going to have a free enterprise system and you're going to use only, there's only gold and silver and no currency with debt attached to it. Fucking lie. Congress did not have the authority to turn that power over to the fucking private fucking Federal Reserve Bank owned by the fucking Rothschild. They did not have the authority. They acted against the fucking law and the people did nothing about it. So they on they went. If they saw something, if they come up against people, started really getting fucking serious about killing them, oh, we'll have a fucking world war. We'll scatter the people and how many fucking minds that could have figured this out and how many men who would have fought it were killed in two fucking world wars. I mean, in the 20th century, what these son of a bitches killed, like 220,000, that was killed by governments. I mean, 220 million killed by governments. And I bet you they've already surpassed that right now with what they're fucking doing with this genocide. Hell, you got them spraying you from the air. You got them fucking with the GMO foods. You got them with the goddamn, the fucking putting what shit they're putting in your water and the spraying out of planes. They're trying to kill you. They let you fucking know. Hell, they'll sit right up there in front of a whole audience and say, yeah, we need to cull the population. What makes you the son of a bitch that gets to do the culling? I think we better do the fucking culling. And we better start at the top because the tree dies from the top down and that fucking dead wood is all at the top of the tree. And cut that son of a bitch down and then start fucking over. Because you're not going to get these goddamn stupid ass son of a bitches who also a theocracy. This country was founded on religion. No, it fucking wasn't. That's why that first article says what it fucking says. It was found on the idea of individual freedom and liberty to think, do as we goddamn well please, what makes us happy, so long as we're not violating the rights of another to do the same. And you're not content to take your interpretation of your Bible and live your life under that goddamn interpretation. You want to shove it down my fucking throat and try to make it law. You'll get the same thing that these motherfucking corporate cocksuckers are fixing to get. You will go in the fucking ground, you sons of bitches, you arrogant bastards. Where are we at here? Well, that's about enough, people. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, remember who you fucking are. I mean, you're not goddamn, we have the fucking right, people. The right under law. I mean, we have the law. It's like going out they'll go out and burn somebody's fucking house down. We ain't done nothing but refuse to pay fucking unlawful taxes. Oh, I'll go with the cop. I'm going with my buddy, the cop down there, and burn somebody's house down. The fucking cop is a fucking illegitimate fucking goddamn corporate fucking enforcer. Oh, that's okay. You do that, man. You're real brave when you got 200 people going up against a family or what might have you, like with the fucking Weavers. You're real fucking brave. What about when the fucking is 5,000 to 1 and we're ripping your fucking asses apart? You better start thinking about. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Hey, brother.
Hey there, brother.